My brothers and sisters in Christ, happy feasts of Saints Peter and Paul. How lucky we are to have such amazing and powerful saints at the very beginning of our faith's beginning, at the first days of the beginning of the church, to have these men follow in the footsteps of Christ. As we know, they struggled mightily in their own lives, Peter in his own way denying Christ, and Paul persecuting the church. And yet, through their failures, by the grace of God, they persevered in an astonishing way. We know that Jesus himself founded the church. We see that in this reading from Matthew today. He says, "Peter, you are a rock, and upon this rock I will build my church." So that it was Jesus himself who decided to found the church. It's interesting that he decided not to found the church just on one stone, the cornerstone, even though all of it rests on that cornerstone, but he decided to build the church upon the apostles. And so we have these pillars of our faith to build on. Our Lord chose them. Our Lord decided to make his church, as we say, apostolic. And so if we don't have the apostles, we don't have the church. Again, that was a choice, the choice that Jesus made. He decided to found his church on the apostles. And so if we follow the apostles even to this day, it's because of the choice of Christ. He decided he had to have the faith of the apostles in order to draw all of us to himself. And so it isn't an optional thing that we have apostles. Every once in a while you'll see a non-Catholic church come up with that name on their church. They'll say an apostolic church this way or that way, because they pick up on the fact that they need to have apostles in order to be part of the true faith. And the way that you and I know that we are following the faith of Christ is because our church was built on those apostles that Jesus himself picked, that he chose. And so how important it is for us then, day to day, to remind ourselves of our connection to the apostles. We're pretty lucky here at the Cathedral of the Holy Spirit. Our apostles' chair is right over there, so we can see it very clearly every day. But every day also in the Eucharistic prayer, we invoke the apostles to remind us that this is what Jesus himself decided. And when we pray the creed, we say, "I believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church." This foundation that we have comes from Christ himself. In order to be connected to his body, we have to have our connection to the apostles. We even know that when John sees the vision of heaven, he sees the pillars of heaven are built upon the apostles. It says the names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb were written there. And so let's keep in the mind and heart today, especially as we celebrate these two most important, most illustrious of all the apostles, Saints Peter and Saint Paul, that our faith is built upon their faith. And their faith is set solidly on Christ. Jesus himself is the cornerstone of the church. And all of us are to be built up into his body through the work of the apostles, which happens at this Mass. We receive the Holy Eucharist only through the work of the apostles, the body of Christ. We receive the body of Christ from the apostles. So let us pray for our grace to be more firmly established every single day on the apostles, especially through the intercession of Saints Peter and Saint Paul. And may they pray for us.